Okay. Maestros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. You'll recall from the introduction, which I hope you listened to, that the earliest time one can tithe foods, and that tithing would be effective, is when the food is detached from the ground and at least minimally edible. And that point is of minimal edibility, of just reaching the point where one could eat it if you really had to, is called Onas HaMaestros, the time for tithing. And that is the earliest time that tithing could be effective, even though, again, I'll remind you that you're not supposed to tithe it until Gemar Malacha, till it's fully ripened and finished being processed. So the question is, says the Mishnah, at what point can food be tithed, meaning that they're obligated, so if one does tithe it, it's effective, it's not a bracha levatala, it works. So we're going to have a long list now of different types of foods and when they reach the point of borderline edibility. Now, I just want to speak out. Here in the 21st century, we're pretty spoiled and finicky and would never dream of eating fruits and vegetables at the premature stages that we're describing here in the Mishnah. But in the time of the Mishnah, things weren't so great, and people from time to time did eat unripe fruits because they didn't have a better choice. And if it's not going to make them sick and they'll be able to swallow it and get some nutrition, etc., that's considered to be edible. And at that point, it has reached Onas HaMaestros. So here we go. I'm going to rely heavily on the Art Scroll Yad Avraham for translations here. We've got a lot of specific types of fruits and berries, etc., and I'm going to rely on their translations. The first one is Hata'enim, which are figs, Mishi Yavchilu, when they ripen. Now, Yavchilu is a specific word for ripening for figs. I'm going to move through this pretty quickly because I will. But anyways, yavchilu means that the tips start to get light. I'm not exactly sure what that means. My observation of figs is they start out being green and then they start getting red and then purple. But I guess when they get a little white light on the end, that's the threshold of edibility. Ha'anavim, v'ha'avashim, when it comes to grapes and some sort of like other, you know, inferior type of grape called avashim. Mishahiv Ishu, once they become, it means once they become a bit transparent and you can see through their skins to see the seeds, at that point they're ripened enough. Hiv Ish could often mean just to go moldy or go bad, but here it means, or go sick. Here it is, it kind of goes, it gets like a pallid color, you kind of see through it and see the greenness through it. Ha'og, so the article here translates og as sumac, as it did back previously in Kilayim, if I recall correctly. Vatutim, they translate as mulberries. Mon Hebrew tutim is any kind of berries, but perhaps it's just mulberries. Mishia ya'adimu, from when they start getting red. And the truth is, v'chol ha'adumim, all kinds of red berries, mishia ya'adimu, any kind of red fruit, when it starts getting red, that's the point at which it's considered to be edible if you need to, and therefore it reaches Onas HaMaestros. Harimonim, pomegranates, Mishi Yimasu, when they become kind of soft and squishy, you can crush them in your hands. At that point, they're soft enough and they are edible enough to be considered to be food and reach Onas HaMaestros. Hatamarim, those are dates. Mishi Yatilu Saor, when they, Saor is leaven, like the leavening agent, like kind of yesterday's sourdough bread that's now gone bad and you'll use it for today's, you know, it's like the yeast, if you will, to make the dough rise. So the point is, once the date starts to get sort of swell up a little bit and develop some kind of cracks, maybe and or develop cracks, different shatim here, exactly what it's referring to, at that point the dates have reached Onas HaMaestros. Hafarsakim, those are peaches. Mishiatilu gidim, when they start getting little sinews, which means like in their surface you can see kind of like I'll call them veins developing inside of them. Ha'agozim mishiasu magura, when the walnut develops a storage house, literally. That means if you've eaten walnuts, you know, there's like sort of like the meat of the nut is kind of like a brain, if you know what I mean, and the shell around it's kind of like the skull. So the point is, when the nut is immature, the brain, so to speak, is attached to the skull, and then it retracts in and has a little kind of compartment and it kind of rattles around inside there. So once it's got its own little compartment and no longer attached to the skull, if you will, of the nut, so then at that point it's considered to be ripe enough that it can be eaten, and Onas HaMaestros therefore. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'agozim v'Hashkedim. Rabbi Yehuda says he disagrees with the Tanakam and holds that when it comes to Agozim, walnuts, and Shkedim, which are almonds, Mishiasu Klipa, they're not considered to be edible until they develop like a skin appeal around the nut, and that's very late in the game. But the halacha doesn't follow him. The halacha is once it just has made its little magura, it's like sort of loose inside the shell of the nut, at that point already they're considered to have reached onus of maestros.